I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. I'm going to
747, Hudson Valley Focus Live on the Beacon. Harold King, President of Council of Industry, still in studio. Mike Whalen, Shanna Whalen joining us. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning, Tom.
So let's somehow scoot you in closer to that microphone, and Robbie, you can always boost it up if you need to over there. So, Mike, you, DBS Remodeling, you were in with Dave Stewart. It's got to be the better part of 10 years ago now.
Yeah, it's been a while that we came down and visited and talked about the trades.
Exactly. And you were a graduate of Dutchess Posey's, correct, years ago?
Yes, graduated in 92.
Okay, and the fact that, and then you and Shauna even came into the studio with me a couple, 3 years back, however long that's been now. Shauna, do you remember?
Yeah, I think it was my junior year.
Okay,
yeah.
And the and you graduated out of that program.
Yes, this year.
And now you're taking classes in college.
Yeah, going more into the TV production side of it in college.
Okay. And Harold, we talked about the AI in the article you sent to me yesterday, and when I got thinking about this, I had asked them to come in a couple minutes early because no matter what industry you're in today, using the tools of the trade.
It is, it's going to be, I'm going to be fascinated to follow your career, to see, you know, how you're going to be able to use that. And, well, you're going to have to use AI. And I'm be curious as to how you're taught and how you implement and how you use them, because it's very disruptive. I think if you were entering this field 5 years ago, it probably would be very different than it is now.
And Mike, turn that, Mike Whalen, when you were in with me a couple of years ago, we were talking about, even with DBS Remodeling, using virtual reality and computer-aided design, you can basically give folks a preview of what their finished product, and they can walk through it.
Yeah, some of the challenges that we face in remodeling and construction is to for the client to envision the final project of, you know, there's 2D that we've always had with architectural drawings, renderings, but now, or not now, this was years ago when we were able to introduce virtual reality and have the goggles on, which at that point was revolutionary to our industry and many others. And now with AI, if in any career, any industry, if you're not taking advantage of it now, you're going to be left behind. And it just offers a lot more things that save us time, give us an advantage, speed things up.
Is that in the design side of it? So if somebody comes to you and say they want to, for a new kitchen, for example, and you can just, you know, plug into the whatever format you're using, chat or whatever it is, and you say kitchen cabinets, colors, window size, square footage, all that stuff?
All that. So from an estimating standpoint.
No, right.
I was thinking, where AI could be phenomenal in terms of a tool for estimating.
Oh, estimating in design. So you're just using your phone, scanning a project, scanning the outside or interior of a home, and then AI can do either all the takeoffs, as we call them, which is a material list for us, just by calculating, you know, the room or a design. You can change the color of the cabinets or exterior, the siding, the shutters, the windows, or an addition, just right there in real time. So it speeds everything up.
So, and it like generates a material list,
and they
can maybe order what's on back order, what's going to take. Wow.
Yeah.
Shauna, drag that mic over in front of you. As I'm listening to what they're talking about and thinking about you in you know, video and film, I mean, the crossover to what, you know, I could see you working with your dad going through videoing stuff.
I'm
serious about, you know, doing that creative side of it to help in the design of these projects.
Yeah, definitely the marketing side of it, and just creating and finding different ways to create and exploring. Definitely with AI, I think there has to be a balance also. I was going to say what I was thinking about in my industry, we actually have talked about this in class in BOCES a couple of times, where what is the, you know, balance of using it and not using it, because obviously you can't avoid it nowadays. But we also talk about how there has to be a heart behind, you know, certain media. And a lot of people, when AI gets involved too much, there's not as much, you know, human aspect
little,
to it.
So less of a sense of humor.
What did Shauna just say that relates exactly to the Psychology Today article that you emailed me yesterday?
Yeah, no, for sure. It, yeah,
the
kind of the
vanishing
of the
sense of I did this.
Exactly.
And bringing the creativity, the individual creativity into it.
Yeah. And also to that article, too, is the kind of the bigger picture of, you know, the vanishing I did this, but what did you do? And, you know, did make that connection with people. You did bring your heart to it.
Exactly.
And you did, you know, pitch the technology and the business, and you know, you made a communication, or you created a communication that sold a product that that built an emotional tie to the business, and I think that's what you're trying to accomplish.
And Mike Wellen, in the years that you've been in the business, you said 92 to now. How much technology has changed from the use of some of the hand tools to some of the equipment you have to work with today?
Well, when I go down and talk to the students, I was doing jobs before we had phones on the job. And
I know. We're close. Back before there was an internet.
Right, yeah, I know.
I didn't, before I could use email, I had to.
Exactly. Even email. Even the internet wasn't as popular. And it's a double-edged sword, because we were on the jobs, and it's good to have everything at your fingertips, but at the same time, it could be more of a distraction at times, too, because now you can do so many more things, which is a benefit, but at the same time, you got to be able to moderate that, and just the technology has been a huge asset, but it's just using it, at least in the construction field, in a way to where it's not overwhelming or becoming too much of a distraction.
It's really interesting to me that, I mean, in your field, because so much of it is still, it's craftsmanship, and so much of it is still, like, you know, talent and working with your hands. We just had a bathroom remodeled and, you know, shower, just, you know, tiled our shower. Mm-hmm. I'm like watching these guys work, and that's meticulous. And I appreciate the fact that you guys are taking a lot of time to do that, and I could never do it, but that's, you know, that's obviously, you can use the AI to imagine what it's going to look like, but somebody's got to still has to make it. There isn't a robot laying that tile.
Well, I know I'm thinking about my friend Eddie, who had Elf Woodworking. He was using a system where they could track every process, who was working on what, and then allocate the cost back to that specific job.
Right.
And so in terms of the accuracy of bidding jobs and
costing for sure.
You know, and that was a technology that, you know, when he started years ago wasn't there, but it became available.
Yeah, it's all technology. We punch in on our phones, and it tracks our location, tracks our time. It sends all our time back to the office, so then that goes to payroll. So it's all automated now. And then a program we use is called Builder Trend for our industry, to where we put our schedule online. And that's a portal that the office can see and that the client can see.
Mm-hmm.
So they see the schedule. They see their finances. We have what's called daily logs, and we post pictures. Yeah. So if someone's on vacation or it's a second home, they can see the activity that's going on, our location through GPS.
Very transparent. That's really good.
Yeah, for our industry, it's helped a tremendous amount, just for the client to see everything that's going on. Shayna comes out, still it works in our marketing department. She's coming in today, and she'll take the videos, and then she can upload them into that portal. So it's great to use, you know, her, what she's going in for film and production, and it translates very well to marketing.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many different things in film and production, you know, taking that class at BOCES that they can get into, just in many different, and helping out through marketing and social media. especially.
Yeah, that is something too. I mean, from that field, is I think we say film and marketing, and you just immediately think, you know, TV and Hollywood but there's so much more now. It's so integrated into everything that we do. All those reels you see on your Instagram, mm-hmm. somebody had to make them.
Exactly.
Right. Yep.
The other thing that I was thinking about when you were talking here a couple minutes ago is, you know, we talk about 3D printing and ways that you know, can be utilized. Shauna, you're shaking your head in agreement.
Yeah, I mean, what's even just like...
Come right up to that microphone if you will.
Even just like set building, that reminds me. I actually have a friend who has a 3D printer mm-hmm. and has made many things. He's more into the trades, though.
Yes.
So he uses that a lot more in like welding and making certain things that he may need for his job. But I was even thinking of different things on like sets in TV and just, you know, putting, you know, a prompt into a computer and then you can make it and have it right there in front of you, which is really crazy to think about, especially now.
And there are some, Mike, that even in even doing some fancy woodwork with laser cutting that I've seen where it's so again, programming these tools to you know, completely change the productivity.
Well, that, you know, they have the CNC machine for woodworking, for metal, but they are 3D printing homes.
Yes, I've seen that.
I don't know if you've seen that.
Yes.
It's like out of concrete.
Yep. Yes.
And they're going around, and there's pros and cons to that, and it's just interesting.
Just read a story of one of those modular nuclear reactors, and some of the components are being 3D printed,
yeah.
Not mm-hmm. for the actual reactor, but for the reactor walls and particular material. It's fascinating.
You're going to duck out at this point in time, Harold?
I am going to duck out at this break. Thank you, Tom.
Shauna,
nice to meet you guys.
And Mike are going to be here. When we come back, Shauna, I want to talk more about your BOCES experience. So back in a minute on Hudson Valley Focus Live on The Beacon. Right. 806, Hudson Valley Focus Live on The Beacon on a still very cold Tuesday morning. Let me just refresh my screen. Oh, it jumped all the way up to 5.7 degrees on my weather station. Really getting up there. Shauna Whalen and Dad Mike Whalen in studio. Harold ducked out, but I am just fascinated by the interplay of the technology and the crossover of you know, how things work. So, Mike, you when you and I first met, we had talked about the fact that you were a BOCES graduate. You said 1992.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first met you, you and Dave Stewart, DS Home Services, had come in together, and I think it's the better part of 10 years ago now, I think.
Right. Easily.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
And what a great organization they are. They installed our Generac whole house generator system. And I'm not exaggerating when I say it. When I was getting ready to go at 4 o'clock this morning and looking at how cold it was and remembering those days where you'd have a power outage this time of the year, it's like, oh, my God, what am I going to do now?
Mm-hmm.
But with the Generac whole house automatic generator system that they put in a little over 3 years, I think we've had 7 or 8 power outages since then. One of the times we were in Colorado when it happened.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, got the text, we think the power's out of your home. And I looked at my app, you know, on my phone. Yep, generator had already been running, up and running at that point in time. And away we went. So
it's great what Dave offers. And he's a great example, just talking about the trades. And I've known Dave for maybe 15 years when he started his company, when it was just an electrical only,
right.
Him and a helper. And it's just a great example of many success stories out there in the trades. Now he has 30 employees. He does DS. It's called DS Home Services now, yeah. Where he does the generators,
yeah.
Plumbing, electrical, and HVAC. And just continuing to grow in Hyde Park and even north into Ulster County.
Sure.
And just
across the river, yeah.
An amazing, again, one example of many.
But it's all focused on customer service.
Right. Right.
Just as you do with DBS mm-hmm. Remodeling. And, you know, if someone from DS Home Services is coming to our home, both my wife and I get a text
Right.
You know, we have an appointment set with a very narrow window. We get a text and with a picture of who's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything interrupts that, you're not sitting there wondering what happened. You get an updated text.
Right.
Honest to God, I think we're going back to a time of tradespeople, so important, and personal service. And Shauna, let's come back to you. And how did you come to, when you were still in school, how was it that you chose to go to a BOCES route?
I liked it because it gave me more of a chance to get out of, like, the normal high school, like, you know, you're sitting in class for, mm-hmm. like, 45 minutes and you rotate. It really gave me more of a hands-on experience with what I liked to do personally.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, you know, we had so much fun, like, thinking back at all the memories, you know, we had our own studio and hands-on equipment, especially in the TV program. We got, you know, we went into, like, editing a lot, and
right.
with Premiere, we used, you know, editing services that were in the film industry. So we got hands-on learning with that. We went to Woodstock Film Festival.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's just a lot more experience, I'd say, than normal high school situations.
Most people, and I'm one of them, I think you are one, we're tactile hands-on learners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It becomes far more meaningful when, or call it project-based learning, whatever you want to call it. I did not know this about myself in the years going through school, and, you know, only later on as an adult, you know, and actually had taken some classes about learning styles, what we need, and it really now is gaining a recognition finally.
Definitely.
That I think was lost for a long time.
Yeah, it really gives you a chance to really collaborate with others too, especially like mentioning technology nowadays.
Yes.
It pretty much forces you to collaborate with a group. And, you know, I made lifelong friendships.
Isn't that how when you go out in the world,
yeah.
that's exactly what you're
going
to be doing?
Exactly. So it gives you that experience with others. And, you know, you already build connections with people who are going into the same industry as you. So it's starting off, you know, you're building those bonds
right.
that, you know, you have to learn how to do in the future anyway. So, yeah, it's a good, like, starting off point for specific careers, either whether that's trades or like my friends in early education, you know, it all just starts. It's like a branch off point.
So when you started on that process in the film and all, going back however many years ago that was, did you ever envision you'd be working with your dad maybe and using those skills in, you know, bringing that into the technology that he works with now?
I mean, yeah, in some ways it's all just about, you know, what I do with marketing is just about getting a bunch of clips from different jobs that they're doing at the time, putting them together and making, you know, a video that I can show, you know, what's going on in their company and what's going on during the time. It's definitely a good collaboration of, you know, different parts of what I do and what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it all comes down to just collaborating with people.
So are you a full-time college student now, or as you said, taking classes?
Yeah, I'm full-time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where are you going to school?
I'm going to Dutchess Community College, yeah.
And so do they have the film curriculum at Dutchess?
Yeah, it's more communications-oriented.
Okay.
So it's more, you can go into the different marketing stuff. It just depends on what you personally like to do there.
Gotcha.
There's also a film club there that I'm in, and, you know, you get more hands-on collaboration with people that love it. But yeah, it's just choosing what classes you really liked doing. So like next semester I'm going into more of like a photography mm-hmm. side of it, and I even have a public speaking class. So it all just depends on what you personally want to do.
I went back to Dutchess Community College. I think I was 32 years old, 33 years old, somewhere around there. And it was at the time in our insurance business where the world, so this is like 1980-ish. And our insurance world was changing with automation coming down to the insurance agency level.
Mm.
And I went back for small business management, marketing, and then public and persuasive speaking. It's one of the most important things that you can go and take.
Definitely.
And it was really kind of awkward, though. I mean, I was the old person at 32 years old because those classes I did go in the daytime, took time out from work to go there. And, you know, I was with 18, 19 year olds. It's like, oh, this is the old guy here. But no, it really is very, very important to shape that. But the small business management and the marketing were very important as we were working to retool our business to now there incorporate new technologies. Our insurance agency in May of 1982, we were the first insurance agency here in Eastern New York to interface our in-house computer system with a major carrier's mainframes over in Hartford, Connecticut, and move business electronically. Mm. And by the time we sold out the business in 2006, 2007, everything moved electronically. We had document imaging. Everybody had, instead of paper files, everything was document imaged. Everybody could access it. And actually going back 10 years to call up documents, my brother Steve would log on at 6 o'clock in the morning from home. And he would then go out and all the insurance companies, he could request downloads of everything that had been processed the day before. So by the time the folks came in at, 8 o'clock or 8:30, everything, they were ready to start that day's work. Mm-hmm. And this why am I talking about this? Because this is all back to what we've talked about, what Harold and I talked about, finding the ways to use the tools that are available. Shauna, I mean, that's what this is about.
Exactly. Building connections, talking to people, getting out there, trying new things, new opportunities, anything that you can get a hold of. I think that's what I've just been doing right now, is just trying so much. And especially in any field and the one that I'm going in, there's so many, different aspects and branches that I can go into, mm-hmm. whether that's editing, video, even being in the background, being an actor. There's so many different parts that you can just try and see what really fits you personally.
So we need to get a quick break in. We're with the sports report from the Zoles. It is 8:16. Shauna Whalen, Mike Whalen in studio. Back in a minute on the Beacon. A21 Hudson Valley Focus Live on the Beacon. Shauna Whalen, Mike Whalen, daughter, father in studio. Mike, a Boces, 1992 graduate, Duchess Boces, and a very successful career in construction and remodeling. And daughter, Shauna, graduate of Duchess Boces, now at Duchess Community College. And Shauna, the point, and to Mike as well. One of the things, Shauna, about the BOCES experience, you talked about being able to try and experience different things.
Yeah.
One of the real benefits is, well, I tried that, and you know what? I really don't like it.
Yeah, exactly. Seeing what you like, what fits you personally, too, what you feel you can build off of for your career.
And we all know people who have, let's say, started the college experience and sometimes took out the college, the student loans, and the money's out there and nope, this isn't where I want to go, right?
Exactly. So you gotta, definitely try when new opportunities are presented to you. You gotta take them, you gotta go for it. Because, if you just go off of, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to make a lot of money, you may not end up liking it. And then would you rather be stuck with a whole bunch of debt or, something that you really like to do and that you want to continue with?
Exactly. And Mike, you and I have spoken in the past about, working some of the construction trades. It's hard work and it's physically demanding. It takes a toll on your body over the years.
And, it does.
But to continue the education and get the skills where you can work on doing the estimating or the project management and move into a more of a career pathway. These are all opportunities that are out there if folks avail themselves of it.
Yeah, and when I knew I always wanted to do construction, mm-hmm. from an early age, and then having that guidance that a lot of students get coming from high school, guidance counselor. And when I was in high school, it was either going to the trades or you go to higher learning, college,
right.
more education. I feel there needs to be both. So if you're going into the trades and with what's offered now, and Dutchess has some good project management
yes.
programs, take advantage of that, because that's going to be what a skill that we were just talking about that you're going to need. You're going to need to understand management, communication, organization, soft skills, the emotional intelligence that you need to communicate with clients and other workers that you're working with. So the technical end is attractive at first, but it's knowing what else you need while you're in the trades to be successful. So they go hand in hand. And with education, you just have to, if you can try things first and get the experience which BOCES gives you,
yes,
that's an advantage, because then you could really know if you want to pursue that or not. And if you're going right into a career and education first without even trying it and not knowing it, I just feel that can be risky, because then you don't know until you're already invested.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Too far. So BOCES, I would say, gives you that opportunity to try something first, and then you can just go down maybe that specific area in that career that you want to go down, but you'll at least know what's involved in it ahead of time.
I was going to say, with Dutchess, there's a transfer program. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go there for 2 years and then transfer to another school so that, you know, I can start off trying to take the stuff that I like, see if I really like it.
Yes.
And then, I mean, maybe I won't even end up having to transfer if I go right into the industry. It all depends. But, you know, there's always that opportunity, too, to save some money.
I always remember, Shauna, going back many years ago, there was a young man, if I remember correctly, he was 24 years old. He was a Dutchess graduate. And I forget which of the programs he was in. Might have been like a pre-engineering program. He actually had gotten a job working for a company out of the Midwest that sells wire handling equipment, you know, to manufacturers in other industry. And he had that job. His company had tuition assistance. Well, here he was at 24 years old in my office, buying a house. He had no student loan debt.
Wow.
And he had the making a good living working for this particular company, and he was then going to transfer over to Marist, but with tuition assistance from the manufacturer. Mm. So talking about these different options are really, really important. I mean, people are very concerned about the high cost of education, and it is a high cost, but we are fortunate that here in the Hudson Valley, Dutchess, Ulster, Orange, you know, and across other areas across the state, we have such a, you know, great pathway from the high schools to the BOCES programs, to the community colleges, on to like Dutchess Community College for their at SUNY New Paltz, the School of Science and Engineering. Dutchess Community College, as far as I know, is the largest feeder of students into that School of Science and Engineering for the 4-year degree.
Yeah.
And so much is happening right here in the valley that, of course, there's some people just want to get away from home, right?
Yeah, there's mm-hmm. that too. A lot of friends, yeah, my friends. I was even going to say, with schooling, once you're getting those new opportunities and you're building your resume.
Yes.
Also.
Yes.
And I feel like a lot of jobs, they want to see that more than just schooling, you know, and from what I've heard. As a lot of people, you know, they go for these 4-year degrees and then they go in to get jobs and they don't have the experience, you know, of the job itself.
Absolutely true. And that one article I have that I'll be talking about, maybe I'll get to it this morning or maybe tomorrow. And this is to do with the Gen Z socialism, the system that failed them. And down at the bottom of this article, it talks about having the credential. Mm. Or having the degree,
yeah,
but no experience.
Yep.
And that's a big problem.
Yeah.
Years ago, when I was involved with the School of Business at SUNY New Paltz, at the end of the semester, we would do exit interviews. The Business Advisory Council members, with no faculty or staff, we would do exit interviews with graduating seniors. And I would ask them, your 4 years here getting this degree, was this a piece of paper or was this to get tools in the toolbox?
Exactly.
Half of them would tell me it was a piece of paper because, you know, their parents wanted them to come there. Mike, it's tools in the toolbox, right?
It is, and it just made me think, because there's a program at BOCES, and you might know it. The name escapes me, and we had a student do it to where what they do is while they're a student, they come work for us. And it's kind of like an internship, but it gives them experience. And I just feel that the high schools should offer that.
Absolutely.
And never mind. I mean, BOCES is an option.
Yep.
But if by the time you're a junior or a senior in high school and you have an interest in a career, if there's a way to shadow a company, get involved with local companies to be able to get in and see how that company operates, what that company's looking for, just what we're talking about right now.
Yes.
I think you got to take advantage of that when you're a junior and a senior. Instead of just going by what a college campus offers somewhere, you know, what the college is known for. I mean, I get it. It could be sports. It could be a scholarship. Those things are great as well. But I just think the high school has to get the student involved sooner than they are now.
Exactly. I'm going to let you duck out at this point in time. Mike okay. Whalen, Shauna Whalen, thank you very much for coming in. And, you know, you're looking for some internship experiences here.
Yes, please.
Everybody have a really good holiday. And, you know, we've now had this conversation going on for the better part of 10 years. Mm-hmm. And we will continue this conversation.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, oh, you're very welcome. 8:30 on Hudson Valley Focus Live. Quick break and then back in a minute on the Beacon. 845-831-1147. I'd love to have you join the conversation.